Welcome to Torah Mechanech Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. Join us for Pesach Ideas and Inspiration this Wednesday night, March 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern, for a Haggadah roundtable with four speakers sharing thoughts for you to bring to your Seder. Sign up at ou.org/women/Pesach23. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Nun Bet. This perek begins with the term Maskil, as do the four Mizmorim that follow. The Gemara in Pesachim notes that when this term is used, there was a meturgaman, a translator, think college TA, and this person would assist the lecturer. The lecturer would speak softly, and the meturgaman would repeat what the lecturer had said in a loud voice so that all could hear, a low-tech PA system that helped the voice of the speaker. The mizmor begins as follows. Bevo Doeg ha'adomi vayaged l'Shaul, when Doeg the Edomi came and informed Shaul, vayomer lo, telling him, ba David el beit Achimelech, David went to the house of Achimelech. The word ba linguistically connects this mizmor to the one before and shows us continuously how David learns from tragedy. But for this mizmor, we need to ask the following questions. Who is Doeg and who is Achimelech? And what is the event behind this mizmor? Doeg is Doeg ha'edomi and identified in Shmuel Aleph as Abir Haroim l'Shaul, the chief herdsman of Shaul. Doeg is a complex character with what seems to be a dual personality. On the one hand, he is revered as a Chacham Gadol b'Torah, one who, according to the Midrash Tehillim, Ma'adim Pnei HaKol b'Halacha, he could embarrass everyone with his knowledge of Torah, a really true Torah giant. And this plays on his name Edom, which means red. On the other hand, he has the dubious honor of being listed with those who have lost their portion in Olam Haba, as listed in Perek Chelek, the 10th Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin. Doeg only lived for 43 years, which is considered to be half of his allotted time. Why did Doeg die so early? Because of his cruelty and his tongue, his Lashon Hara. Explaining Doeg's cruelty brings us to identifying Achimelech as a Kohen Gadol in the city of Nov, a city of Kohanim just north of Jerusalem, of Yerushalayim. As an aside, Achimelech is a son of Achituv, who's the brother of Ikavod, who's the son of Pinchas, who's the son of Eli, which takes us all the way back to Shmuel Aleph. The city of Nov houses the Mishkan after the destruction of Shiloh and is the location of the Mizbeach where everyone would bring their korbanot. Achimelech was used to seeing David, who would come to the city of Nov on a mission from Shaul. So when David comes in Perek Chaf Aleph of Shmuel Aleph, Achimelech doesn't think twice, and he gives David what David is asking for, some food and a weapon. Except, this time, David was not on a mission for Shaul. David was, in fact, running away from Shaul. And when Shaul learns that Achimelech helped David, Shaul is filled with rage and believes that everyone is now against him. How does Shaul learn about what Achimelech had done? From Doeg, who happened to be at the city just at that time, and was watching, and was silent. And the silent will be important, as we will see in a little bit. Shaul, in the meantime, was sitting under an eshel tree and lamenting that everyone had turned against him. While he doesn't specifically list his son and his daughter, I'm sure they were on his mind. No one is loyal to me, Shaul says. I am, Doeg responds. I saw David, or rather, I saw Ben Yishai, as he disparagingly refers to David. I saw David in Nov asking a question of the Urim V'Tumim and getting some food and the sword of Goliath. The implication of Doeg's words, David is acting like a king. Doeg's words further inflame Shaul's anger, and Shaul subsequently orders that all of the Kohanim in Nov be murdered. Doeg is the one to execute the order. What could Doeg have done differently? What, perhaps, should he have done? He could have been careful about the words he chose and the way he framed his report. He could have told Shaul, oh, David is here, without getting Shaul more upset. For example, he could have said something like this, oh, I know where David is. I saw him in Nov. He was speaking with the Kohen Gadol, Achimelech. You know, the one who had assisted you so many times in your past, the one who had often done things for David because you would ask David to go there. Though I could have said all of this in a context to play down what David was asking for, not trying to make David to look like he was king, but really, okay, this is what he needed. This version would have had the added benefit of being true. However, Doeg deliberately tells on David and tells on Achimelech in a way that will enrage Shaul. Doeg is described in Pasuk Hey as one who, Ahavta ra mitov, sheker midaber tzedek sela, one who loves evil more than good, lying more than speaking the truth. What was the lie that Doeg told? Implying that Achimelech knew that Achimelech was helping David when David was running away from Shaul. In fact, Achimelech had no knowledge of that at all. Pasuk Vav, Ahavta chol divrei vala, lashon mirma. You loved all destructive words, the tongue of deceit. What was the mirma, the deceit? If you were there, David is in effect telling Doeg, or speaking about him now, you should have told Achimelech what was going on. You should have spoken up. You should have given him the whole picture. You should have said, by the way, before you help him, you should know, Achimelech, you should know that David is running away from Shaul. Everybody knew at this point that Shaul had a temper and how he would react. These two psukim highlight the overall theme of this mizmor, the contrast between a tzaddik and a rasha. A rasha prefers sheker to tzaddik, ra to tov. He prefers a lie to justice, evil to goodness. The rasha takes advantage of someone else's weakness, fanning the flames that will cause the person to act, and this is exactly what Doeg did. Rav Hirsch shows how the words could have been used to help David and puts the following words into David's mouth. You could have been a great help to me, Achimelech, David says to Doeg. You could have pleaded my case with Shaul. You could have testified before Shaul that Achimelech didn't knowingly aid David. Instead, you used your position with Shaul and your knowledge of the incident. You used your tongue for falsehood when you could have been using it for truth and righteousness. What will happen to such people, says David HaMelech? Pasuk Zayin. Gam kel yitatzcha lanetzach yachtecha v'yisachacha me'ohel v'sharashcha me'eretz chayim sela. God will surely smash you forever, sweep you up, tear you from the tent, root you out from the land of living, sela. As the Radak says, just as you caused the destruction of Kohanim from the ohel, from the Mishkan, you will lose your family, your shoresh. No one will survive. Pasuk Chet, Vayir'u tzadikim vayira'u va'alav yischaku. The righteous shall see and be awed and laugh over him. The tzadikim will see how you were punished in a midah keneged midah, in a tit for tat, in a what goes around comes around, and have more fear of Hashem, and will laugh over Doeg and his family, and they will say, Pasuk Tet, Hine ha-gever lo yasim elokim ma'uzo v'yivtach berov oshro, Ya'oz behavato. Look, the man who does not make God his stronghold and who trusts in his great wealth would be strong in his disaster. Doeg thought that he could get rich from being loyal to Shaul. He was waiting for the payback. He trusted in that eventuality rather than in trusting in Hashem. And now Hashem is going to pay him back for all the bad that he caused. A tzaddik, on the other hand, puts his trust in God. Pasuk Yud. Va'ani kizayit ra'anan b'veit Elokim, batachti v'chesed Elokim olam va'ed. But I am like a flourishing olive tree in the house of God. I will trust in God's loyalty forever in all time. The olive tree has roots and leaves that do not dry up. David is comparing himself to an olive tree grounded in the house of Hashem, cognizant of the chesed that Hashem did in making him king. Says Rav Hirsch, even though I no longer have an abode on earth, I still have my unalienable rights in the house of God. And even if I have no shulchan of my own and must depend on the goodwill of others for my bread, my lot still holds renewed hope and promise, like the branches of light, like the menorah in the sanctuary. No man can deprive me of my spirit, which flows upward to God. And unlike Doeg, who put his trust in wealth, I trust in the mercy of God now and forever. David concludes this mizmor with an uplifting thought. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Otcha le'olam ki asita, I shall praise you and acclaim you forever, for you have acted. Va'kave shimcha kitov, hope in your name, for it is good. Neged chasidecha, before you are faithful. Says David, I will God constantly give thanks for all that you, Hashem, have done for me. And again, in the words of Rav Hirsch, I am sure that even my present affliction will all be for the best, and I will have cause to thank you forever and for having afflicted me with it. So to summarize what we can learn from this maskil, from this parak about seichel, about knowledge, first, as it says in Mishlei, Chaim v'mavet b'koach ha-lashon, life and death are in the hands of our tongue. Our words, what we say and how we say it, are choices we make as human beings gifted with bechirat chofshit, with free choice. We can choose to use our words to harm, like doeg, to lie, to deceive, to mislead, to tell on others when they are down, to make others think the worst of what is going on. We can also choose to use our words to help and to think and to teach, like David. Second, we have a choice in how we look at our misfortunes. We can complain about them or find a way to continue to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that these misfortunes are part of a divine plan that we may understand and appreciate later on in life. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.